Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, July 27th, 2026. Three new state laws offering protections to the public from ICE go into effect on Wednesday, but will they be enforced? The main chapter of the ACLU is gathering signatures on petitions urging state officials to fully implement the new laws from day one. ACLU of Maine summarizes what the laws are intended to do as follows. 1. ICE out of policing. Quote, no person should ever be forced to choose between calling for help in an emergency or facing deportation. ICE lied about coming to Maine to promote public safety, and it lied about only targeting the worst of the worst. We all witnessed the reality. Heavily armed, unaccountable, and masked agents terrorized communities. They targeted people simply due to the color of their skin, from corrections officers to professional engineers. Maine law enforcement should never be part of causing the chaos, fear, and disorder that ICE brings to our communities. ICE out of policing laws will limit Maine law enforcement's participation in the federal government's mass deportation campaign by prohibiting the following. Civil immigration detention in Maine's jails, including honoring ICE detainers, Border Patrol holds, and ICE detention contracts. Jail communications with ICE about the release dates of people being detained. Police handovers to ICE. Use of immigration enforcement officers for interpretation services. And 287G agreements, which deputize Maine police to perform federal immigration enforcement. 2. ICE out of our homes. Continuing to quote here, our homes are our sanctuaries, and no person should ever feel unsafe at home because their landlord is weaponizing their immigration status against them. This law will prevent property owners from sharing tenants' sensitive information with ICE unless agents present a valid judicial warrant. It will also protect property owners from being pressured, bullied, or harassed into turning over private tenant information without a proper warrant. And 3. ICE out of schools and state health care. For decades, DHS had a long-standing policy prohibiting immigration arrests at sensitive locations like public schools, state healthcare facilities, and state libraries, given the serious public health and safety consequences of conducting enforcement in these places. In January 2025, the Trump administration rescinded that policy, unleashing ICE to pursue arrests even in those highly sensitive areas. The ICE out of schools and state healthcare law responds to this development by limiting federal immigration authorities' access to sensitive locations, including public schools, state healthcare facilities, and state libraries throughout the state. End quote. More details on these laws that are set to go into effect on Wednesday and the petition urging Maine officials to fully enforce the new laws can be found at aclumaine.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.